So as a child, did you play in the gardens?
Yeah, we used to go fishing down there with the fishing nets. With a jam jar, with a bit of string around the top, take your fishing net down there, get the minnows, the gudgeons and the sticklebacks. Yeah, catch a few fish and have a sandwich by the side of the river with Mum and Dad. Yeah, we used to walk along there quite frequently.
I mean, any sort of little stories come to your mind through the years of being aware of the water gardens? Anything come to mind?
Other than falling in, no.
Okay, then you better tell us about that, I think.
Well, it was out one afternoon and I always used to walk along the edge looking for the fish, as most kids did, I suppose. And it was a point, I believe, if I recollect, where the bridge crosses at the bottom of Bridge Street, and I'd gone too far into the edge of the bank. It was slippery and I just went straight in, and I'd got good shoes on, good clothes, and I just went straight in but stood up and got told off by Mum and was taken home in a bit of a soggy mess.
Okay, I'm probably not allowed to forget it for a while.
No, but I was always falling in the canal, so it did make a lot of difference. No, one way or another.
Okay, but how do you feel then the gardens changed over your time in Hemel?
I think I feel like a lot of other people that the way the gardens were allowed to fall into disrepair, they became more of an eyesore rather than a beauty, than a thing of beauty. Certainly when the plants were changed to become more like evergreens and the kind of plants that you put in your own garden, border plants, that kind of thing, that lost the beauty. And then other things were added, more trees were added. Yes, I just think they were there as a means to an ends. Try and do something with them, plants in that didn't need to be too much keeping and too much care. So, they detracted and they become quite scruffy and untidy, I believe.